Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we'll talk about consulting and recommending a dental bridge to a patient in the form of a dialogue. So, let's start! Now, let us check on an extensive patient consultation dialogue focused on informing and recommending a dental bridge. Number one, start of dialogue. Dentist. Mrs. Miller, I've reviewed your x-rays and examined your teeth. You're missing one tooth in your upper left jaw. To restore the gap, I'd like to talk to you about a dental bridge as a treatment option. Patient. I see. But what exactly is a dental bridge? Dentist. A dental bridge is a fixed restoration that replaces a missing tooth. It consists of an artificial tooth that is attached to the neighboring teeth or to dental implants. It literally bridges the gap and restores chewing function and appearance. Number two. Explaining the need for treatment. Patient. Do I really need to replace the missing tooth? Dentist. Yes, it's important. If the gap stays untreated, the neighboring teeth can shift, your bite may change, and chewing can become more difficult. A bridge helps keep your teeth in the correct position and protects your oral health. Number three, explaining why a bridge is recommended. Patient, why do you recommend a bridge instead of something else? Dentist, in your case, the neighboring teeth are strong enough to support a bridge. A dental bridge is a stable, long-lasting solution and doesn't require surgery. It's also faster than an implant and feels very natural. Number four, discussing alternatives. Patient, what other options do I have? Dentist, there are three main options. A dental bridge, which is fixed in place. A dental implant, which replaces the tooth root but requires surgery. A removable denture, which is less expensive but not fixed. Many patients choose a bridge because it's comfortable, non-surgical, and fixed. Number five, explaining the procedure simply. Patient, how does the treatment work? Dentist, first, I'll numb the area so you won't feel pain. Then I'll prepare the supporting teeth for crowns. After that, I'll take an impression or digital scan so the lab can make your custom bridge. You'll wear a temporary bridge, and at the second appointment, we'll place the final one.
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Number 6. Addressing pain and comfort. Patient. Will it hurt? Dentist. No, the procedure is painless with local anesthesia. You might feel some pressure, but most patients are very comfortable during treatment. Number 7. Talking about costs. Patient. Is a bridge expensive? Dentist. A bridge is more expensive than a filling, but less costly than an implant. It's custom made in a dental lab and designed to last many years. We'll provide you with a clear cost estimate before we start. Number 8. Durability and aesthetics. Patient. Will it look natural? Dentist. Yes, the bridge will be matched to the color and shape of your natural teeth. Most people won't be able to tell it's not your own tooth. Patient. How long will it last? Dentist. With good oral hygiene and regular checkups, a dental bridge can last 10 to 15 years or even longer. Number 9. Final recommendation and reassurance. Dentist. Based on your situation, I believe a dental bridge is a very good solution for you. It's fixed, comfortable, and restores both function and appearance. Patient. That sounds good. I think I'd like to go ahead with the bridge. Dentist. Excellent. We'll schedule your first appointment and go through everything step by step. If you have any questions at any time, please feel free to ask. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To schedule. Planen, zeitlich festlegen. To require. Benötigen, erfordern. To shift. Sich bewegen, verschieben, verlagern. Stable. Stabil, dauerhaft, haltbar. Fixed. Festsitzend. Solution. Lösung. Custom made. Maßgearbeitet. Individuell angefertigt. Cost Estimate. Kostenschätzung HKP. Durability. Langlebigkeit. Reassurance. Bestätigung, Rückversicherung. Appearance. Aussehen. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit dem Behandlungsablauf bei Brückenversorgungen. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.